Okay, let's stay with the global showbiz theme, because it's official, Friends is staying on Netflix. The streaming service had been planning to stop showing the popular 90s TV show, but the fans disapproved. Netflix spent millions to keep Friends on the site. Q, rejoicing all over the globe. I mean, could it be any more widespread? I talked to at least one fan in Germany who's pretty psyched about this. Farhan Matar is from Syria, but lives in Hamburg now. He's seen the series more than 10 times, the whole thing. That is a serious commitment. So, my first question for him. Do you think Ross and Rachel were on a break?
Well, no, actually, they weren't. Like, come on.
It's a point of major contention. I mean, you know.
But they are not on a break. It's just one night. Come on.
When did you first start watching Friends, Farhan?
I started watching Friends almost like 2013, I guess, like the second war, like after like the war started in Syria. Yeah.
What was that like watching it during the war in Syria? I mean, was it a place that you would go for comfort?
Usually there's no electric, so like I have to charge my laptop, but there's no internet. So always we buy it like in a CD. I have it from 5 till 10. So I really know it well because I always watch it over and over again. It's like kind of the meditation therapy for me to sleep.
And what is your favorite episode?
Like when Ross and his friends, they went to see the monkey, Marcel. And when Joey, he was like singing, a-wing, a-wing.
And Mbube, that's a great South African tune. What is the draw? Yeah. What is the draw with Friends? Is it relatable? And what is the reality in Syria that made Friends feel familiar?
It's like, you know, the relationship of them. It's amazing. And this is kind of all my relationship with my friends is like this. When you have friends around, it's like whatever you do, even if it's wrong, they are supporting. And this is the nice thing of it.
It sounds like you drew life lessons from watching the series.
Yes, actually, it's like this. I've been this time like when there's no phone, you know, and you have to communicate with others, which is really nice. And I really miss this time. Like they are always sitting in Central Park. They're chatting and talking about something important, which is like now we're trying to do it more or less.
Safe to say you're still a champion for Friends.
Come on. It's been almost 5-6 years. I will continue to be a big fan.
Farhan Matar, lifelong Friends fan. Farhan, thank you very much. Good to meet you.
Thanks a lot.